Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Bonsoir. That's good night.
Oh, I guess it's good evening.
Are we going to have a convicted felon as president?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, it has gotten to the point where I'm laughing about it.
Hey, here's the thing. Would you rather, let's play a game. Would you rather have a knowing convicted felon or someone who's shady as F, does all sorts of corrupt stuff behind closed doors, but they just never got caught and we just never know, and they pretend like they're an angel?
Well, that's kind of like the argument of, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? To me, it's the same thing. Like, if you don't know,
you don't know.
Then you don't know. So, like, but are they even shady if no one knows that they're shady?
Of course they are. Of course they are. Because right. They have to be. Because they're playing a certain level of, in the level of politics that they're playing, shadiness happens. Now, the artfulness is, how do they implement their orders and how gray they get with law, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they have a whole team. Are we just in different times? Or is our perspective on Trump just different because of what we've been fed through media and the perception that we've been fed of him?
I've had experience dealing with politicians in our country. Mm-hmm. At one point, I worked in the healthcare nonprofit sector.
Right.
And yes, they are all shady ASF.
Interesting.
And I don't think anyone is exempt from this. I think in order for you to do the job, you have to be shady.
That's so interesting. And so how, just because I know you and I know your perspective on how these things, just life in general, how do you see them when you're interacting with these politicians through your nonprofit? What's your take on them?
It's hard for me to believe in anything after I speak to them, because I'm one of those people that just gives up easily. I see people as foregone conclusions. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When a person is shady, when a person sits there and tells you, yes, yes, we will give you funding. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're only saying that because they're trying to get a vote. They're trying to get support from the community. And then as soon as they get voted into office, they do nothing about it. Or maybe they try certain things and then it goes nowhere, because we all know what happens, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of these things are foregone conclusions to me. And it's not that I get angry about that per se. You know what actually makes me more angry? It's the hypocrisy of everyone and everything. So yeah, let's talk about Trump. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the word you just said, perspective. But let's also talk about how that goes hand in hand with hypocrisy. I'm not pro-Trump, but he is just like the rest of them. He's just more arrogant about it.
They're all in the kitchen together. And they all have their hands in each other's pockets. Now he just got caught.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to apologize for what all of you are doing.
What I don't support is him coming out there and saying, these are all lies because the election is against me. I don't support the way he talks about the government, because I think it's going to lead to anti-democratic behavior.
It's a divisive
way of talking. But there is one thing that he is right about. They've all got their hands in each other's pockets.
Yeah.
No one's exempt.
No.
So like, he's not wrong there. He's just overly obnoxious about it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's his demeanor and the things he's done in the past. I'm more pissed off about other things that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
His personality, the way he cares. Like, shouldn't say many of the things that he said. It's in a non-positive, influential way.
Theme word today is perspective. And what is perspective? Perspective is essentially the views we have and the ideas we have of the world based on things that we have seen. And when I say things we have seen, these are very subjective things. Perspective is extremely subjective.
No one acknowledges that except for very few people.
Right. And I think it's because people want to believe that what they're seeing is 1,000% the reality. And it's not. It's what you're being fed and the things that you have been taught. It's now shaping your world, right? It's shaping your perspective. People's perspective changes.
Yes.
And it's usually because there's a negative consequence for their belief in that perspective. For example, you are a liberal, then all of a sudden you're a business owner, and then it's just more beneficial for you to switch conservatively for the tax side. And so your perspective changes.
Yes.
So you're like, well, you know, I don't want to pay 50% tax. I would rather pay 15%.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, it's not so bad being a conservative. I'm laughing because it's as simple as that sometimes.
100% agree. The generations below us and our generation were waking up to the disingenuousness of people who run for office. Mm-hmm. All of these people that hold high up positions,
yeah,
the generations below us are questioning them and mm-hmm. their authenticity as people.
I agree with you in a sense of like your authentic self, but with all due respect, that means you respect everyone's authentic self. And so if my authentic self is simply, I don't believe certain things, you also have to respect that. It's not, you know, I love the idea of you're not allowed to enforce your beliefs onto me to a certain extent, right? I appreciate that. I respect that. But I want to be clear that that applies to everyone. You cannot pick and choose.
And this,
right?
This is again where perspective comes in. Because 18-year-olds who wants to live in a free world, who has developed their sense of belonging, their sense of community, their sense of inclusion a little bit further than that 70-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't grow up in generations that supported
mm-hmm.
all of these things,
mm-hmm.
that 18-year-old is not as willing to accept the perspective of the 70-year-old.
But this is my problem. My problem is exactly that. And it's if your perspective is your true self, the 70-year-old's true self is that.
Exactly. And people right? are unwilling
exactly,
to yeah. acknowledge that.
Yeah.
They are more willing to say, no, 70-year-old, get with the times.
Yeah.
There has to be some kind of room
yeah.
for forgiveness.
There has to be room for curiosity. And I think that's where the conversation can actually start being. When you're genuinely interested. And, you know, going back to you and I, a lot of times, sometimes we have very opposing views on specific topics. And so if I approach the conversation close-minded and Cynthia is wrong, I'm never going to get anywhere, right? I'm not going to know where your perspective is coming from. But if I come and I approach the conversation or even a statement you say with curiosity instead of defensiveness or instead of judgment, and I say, I'm curious to know, like, why do you say this, or what makes you think this way, or I don't know, babe, like, I kind of disagree with that, but like, why are you thinking that way? It allows my mind to not shut your idea out. Do you know what I mean? It allows the door to still be open and like some of your info can still kind of creep in. Whereas if I go into it and be like, are you kidding me? You are 100% wrong. Completely disagree with you. No, 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 no. This is like da, 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 like labeling you and stuff. That's it. Not only have I not learned anything and you're going to get upset. It's just so toxic. As we were just talking about this, it took me back to a conversation I had with a friend a couple days ago, and he was talking about his boss. His boss had said something to him, and his reaction to his boss's like statement was, oh, like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, why is your perspective that way? Change your perspective. See it from his point of view. He has this responsibility. He's held accountable if something happens, X, Y, all this stuff. And he was like, oh shit, that's right. Actually, I didn't think of it like that. And then the anger of, you know, fucking da, 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 changed to, oh yeah, I got to call him and apologize.
I want to give people a tip who are very unwilling to accept other people's perspectives or even acknowledge other people's perspectives. Because I think even as I'm listening to you talk, I can see how a lot of people would be like, but I don't want to. Here's how I approach it. If I'm speaking to someone who I disagree with, let's say that 70-year-old, I automatically disagree with everything that they're saying. Like the political candidates we just talked about, I've kind of already written them off as a foregone conclusion. My approach to pretty much everyone isn't, I want to hear them out because maybe they're going to change my perspective. If I disagree with them, I disagree with them. That's not why I'm speaking to them. Or maybe I don't even speak to them. My approach to it is, I understand why you think like that. And that's
it. You want to understand. Because like, but by them disagreeing with you and then you allow asking the right follow-up questions or continuing to engage with them, you want to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. If I don't already understand it, a lot of the times I do.
Right.
Because I'm a very empathetic person. Mm-hmm. So I easily paint pictures of people's lives. So most seniors, I can understand where they're coming from.
Right.
But again, I've learned that through having empathy, not because I want people to change my mind, but because I just understand where people come from. And that's it. You've said it since the beginning, like just having a basic understanding that perspective is subjective is very difficult for people. And I think it's because they just don't want to accept that they can't change people's minds.
Right.
So that's not what I'm out here to do.
Right. I mean, listen, I like a good debate. I do. I will, for certain topics, I enjoy a good debate and I will make my point. It doesn't mean that I'm closed off to the point you're making, because a healthy debate is listening. Right? I listen to my counterpart. I listen to the arguments. I actually listen to their points and take it in and try and understand where they're coming from. I'm curious to know where they're coming from. But it doesn't mean don't think critically and respond in a healthy, respectful manner, because we're not sitting here saying just because you have a certain perspective and someone has a different perspective, it means you're wrong and they're right. I hope we're trying to say, or the message we're saying is, understand that just because you have a perspective, it doesn't mean it's correct. It might be, doesn't mean it's correct. And it more so about it being right or wrong. If someone has an opposing view to you or something that's a little bit different, get to know why they're coming from that place. Just take a little few moments, ask, I'm curious to know, why do you feel that way? If someone says, I'm pissed off at you, instead of saying, how could you be pissed off at me? I'm curious. What did I do? I'm curious. What happened today for me to piss you off?
Do you think there's a direct correlation between people who lack empathy and those that lack the ability to understand that perspective is subjective?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think there has to be some kind of correlation, because just based on some of the articles that I've read, having a curious and fluid mind and an open perspective allows you to be more empathetic, right? It creates empathy. Most empathetic people have fluid mindsets. or at least open perspectives. Here's the thing though as well. I'm trying to put this in concrete examples, and sometimes I've been in situations where I consider myself an empathetic person, maybe not as much as you are, but I am. And there's been times where I've disagreed with someone and I've actually like they what they're doing is upsetting me or hurting me, and I'm still empathetic towards them. Do I accept where they're coming from and agree with them? No, but I understand it and therefore I empathize.
Whenever we have these conversations about perspectives and empathy, I always come back to this one story I heard when I was little. It was an interview with a mother whose child had been murdered.
Ooh.
She was commenting on horror movies, and she was saying that she'll never be able to watch horror movies because she cannot for the life of her understand the glorification and the entertainment behind watching people get killed on screen. For her, it was a real life terrorizing event. Her perspective on these movies is, why would anyone, and she's hurt right. by them, right? Now, whether she was an extreme case or not, I'm sure most people, you know, horrible, but most people who have had someone they know that's been murdered don't necessarily feel that way. Aren't going to get up on a soapbox about horror movies.
Yeah.
But that's always stuck with me because, yeah, something could bother anyone. You don't know what's going to be hurtful to one person or another. So as you're talking about these perspectives, I keep saying in my head, well, there's a lot of people that are hurt by the way Trump behaves, mm-hmm. by the things that he said.
Yeah.
He's hurt a lot of groups of people, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, yeah, it's again, I'm not excusing mm-hmm. the kind of influence he is, but I'm also just saying, like, okay, but if you're gonna get angry about that, what about all of these other things?
Get angry about all of it.
Where does it...
Don't be a hypocrite.
Yeah, it should never end right. your anger.
Don't be it. Just because your perspective that's directed towards this person and their behavior should apply to every single thing.
Exactly.
Including yourself and your own behavior.
Exactly.
Right? And so when you're sitting here saying, oh, those people don't accept us, fine, but also... remember that the whole point of this is not to force your ideologies down people's throats. And so you cannot be a hypocrite and do the same thing. And this is where that, you know, earlier you were talking about perspective and hypocrisy, and often they go hand in hand. And I think you see it so often, happens all the time. People are so adamant about their views on life, and they just forget that exactly what they're moaning about is literally their behavior day to day.
You think you're inclusive? Okay. I read once an OF star who was very, very big, mm-hmm. huge fandom, left the industry and started her own family. She had two young children, and she was writing about how awful it is for her to go to playgrounds because everyone stares at her like she doesn't belong there. Right. And they sit there and they judge her, and she can't do normal things with her family because people are always looking at her, not in a like, oh, I want a piece of you, but in a get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And these are probably people who think that they are super inclusive mm-hmm. of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing that out because that's typically one of the groups that people roll their eyes at. Right. And this could extend to so many different kinds of people.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy that's out there in this world is insane. This is why we're talking about perspective,
mm-hmm.
because it starts with you understanding
yeah.
the way in which you see the world.
Yeah. And it could be something as simple as you're walking down the street and someone said hello to you in a off way. But the reason you think is off is because of you. It was your perspective. And so now you're walking, be like, what an asshole. Did you see the way he spoke to me? But it's like, you took it that way.
Oh.
And that can be applied to your relationships, your friendships. Think of how many conversations you've had with employees, colleagues, friends, boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, whatever. And they've said something to you. And you're like, can you believe he said that? Or can you believe she said that? What did they say?
I can't tell you the variance in perspectives that I've heard of people who travel to the States and then travel back to Canada and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And people that live here or live there and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
The perspectives vary so much on what culture is actually nicer. I've heard people go down to the States and because they walk down the street and everyone there is more willing to say hello, how's your day, da, 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 they love that.
Yeah.
And then there's more introverted people who go down to the States and think everyone is super rude mm-hmm. because they're in your space mm-hmm. and they're all over you.
Yeah.
Literally, some people think that's rude.
Yeah. Or your own projections, right?
Exactly.
Or it might not even be because you're an extrovert or you're an introvert. It might simply be because you're having an off day. And you're projecting your mood and your energy into other people. And so many times, like when I go out, I mean, even like dating, my dating life, I always tell people, I haven't had a really bad dating. When I actually really sit down and think about it, every guy has been a gentleman, has been to some extent, like, you know, respectful. And, but then I speak to some other girls and they're like, it's been awful. Like I get stood up all the time. They ghost me all the time. They just don't even respond back to me. I'm like, what? I've never had that. But I'm like, is it because my perspective is different or because it's never happened to me? I don't know. Or because the energy I give out is different. You know what I mean?
I think it's a mix for you. I think you are a person that can weed out those people that are going to stand you up.
Right.
Because you read those red flags a little bit easier.
I weed them out so it doesn't get to the point of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, perhaps. Every time I go to a certain store or a certain restaurant, I was having this chat with my girlfriend and she was like, oh, they're terrible service. I was like, I have amazing service when I go. Like I haven't even had a bad, not one order has been off. And she's like, every time I've gone, they've either messed up my order. I'm like, what? But every time I've gone, I've been in a great mood. So in my mind, I'm like, maybe my order was wrong and I just didn't even know.
Or even just the other day, I was talking about how my end goal for the dream vacation is Hawaii.
Yes.
Because literally everyone I know in my circle of people that has gone to Hawaii has had the greatest time.
Right.
The only complaint they have is how long it takes to get there.
Right.
And then I was sharing this with you and you've traveled a lot. You have a lot of travel friends and you're like, yeah, that's probably bottom on their list for places to travel. But this is just entirely two different perspectives. No matter what we talk about, who's talking to us, everyone's always passionate about certain things.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
But you have to be able to decipher.
Yeah.
That these are just opinions. We got a comment on our video the other day from a man that was just like, yeah, well, all women are liars. I think it was a shortened clip and we were saying something about men in it.
Okay.
Shoot us, you know, yes. It was clickbait, okay? Of course, no one wants to click on the link to actually listen to the whole podcast. So
he made
his assumption and he's like, oh, all women are liars. I'm like, all right. I'm not even going to bother.
No.
You know, because it's like, then.
You guys just let up. You guys just like, yeah, maybe. Maybe we are.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But like, yeah, yes. But also, yeah. Maybe we are. Like, I'll admit to that. Like, I'm not going to take defense.
But like,
that.
Who isn't?
Exactly.
Lying is a funny one. I'd like to do an episode on the word lying and deception because the definition is extremely personal for people.
Yes.
For some reason.
Yes.
And for some whatever reason, certain white lies are just not lies.
Oof.
And I found this out the other day and I was like, what? And they were like, well, it's not really a lie. And I'm like, no, that is a lie.
Well, I mean, so then it's good we're starting with the word perspective.
Yes. If we do decide to do a podcast on it, I want to be very factual about it. It can't be based on an opinion. You can't, I don't think you can lie about an opinion, if that makes sense. Because I think there is a lot of room in our brain to absorb different things through different times. So you might have believed in something when you were 15, and when you're 30, your opinion of that particular thing has changed. Something as simple as tomato. Okay, maybe when you were a little younger, you were like, tomatoes suck. They're the worst thing in the world. And now you're like, oh, I love cherry tomatoes. Like, I put a little salt on it, it's great. That's not you lying. And let's say someone met you when you were 15 and you said, I hate tomatoes. And now you're like, I love tomatoes. Cynthia, you lied.
I think we should do another episode on the word opinion.
Ooh, okay.
But again, it's good that we're talking perspective first, because I think this comes before all of those things.
Yes. Yeah. You have to have the capacity and the capability of understanding that everyone's perspective is different, right? Now, I know we're going to get into it, but like the reason I want to be factual about the things we say, or like, sorry, not factual. I'm going to use the word concrete about the concept, is because this wall exists.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, hey, Cynthia, did you touch the wall? And then you're like, no, I didn't touch it. I'm like, I just watched you touch it.
It's Trump.
I just watched you touch the wall. And you're like, I didn't touch it. And so for me, that's a little bit more concrete lie, right? And then let's say like 6 months now, I ask you, and you're like, oh, it's just a little white lie. I just, you know. Then I feel deceived, because right. I'm like, why does your brain think like that?
Okay, well, so this is interesting, because the last podcast we did was on intent.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the word intent feeds into that as well. We should probably save this.
I think the word intent does. Yeah, okay, we'll save it.
Because then we get into psychological issues.
Because
you may not even be aware.
And we've talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, the webs we weave.
Guys, by the way, these are actually our voice notes. have we ever shared how this podcast came to be? Like in one of our earlier episodes or not?
Well, I mean, you know what we did, but I think we had to delete the episode because our microphones weren't
crap.
Yeah.
Right. So just to give you guys some context to everything, we basically started this podcast because everything you hear us talking about now, we literally have thousands and thousands of voice notes. Yeah. Thousands.
Because we're genuinely curious about different perspectives.
Yeah.
Let's say you would start with an issue related to a boy.
Right.
But then the other person would come at it with a different perspective.
Right.
And because we're both pretty open people, we would start questioning all of the elements of the whys. Well, why do I think this way then?
Yeah.
So, and like, why do you think this way?
Exactly. And there was a situation that happened, and I think we had maybe like a 2-hour voice note back and forth about psychological issues that people have.
Yes.
And intent, and how does that play into a role? And we went into criminals, and this is just a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Welcome to our lives.
I don't understand people who aren't interested in the why.
Right.
The
curiosity of it.
Yeah. Sometimes I envy them because, wow, what would that be like to just live your life and not just question like anything?
Just,
you know, like, yeah, I guess maybe it is more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
But how does the way that we're dissecting things, including the word perspective today, how does that improve our lives?
Who?
does
it? I don't know if I would say it directly improves our lives, but I would hope that there's the skills we take from it, or there are skills that we're implementing into our conversations, like being open-minded, being able to converse, having an adaptive mindset, learning how to simply communicate. I might have a very strong view on something, and if I'm saying it so aggressively, it's coming off incorrectly. Learning how my tone, like there's certain things. So I think the little parts of it is helping our lives.
Personally, it helps me grow
mm-hmm.
as a person. how much influence that has on the outside world is definitely up for debate, but I would say it probably doesn't have more negative than it does positive.
I hope not. And you know, it's mental stimulation. We all need some stimulation, so more so than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cynthia's gone into a, for those of just listening who don't watch our clips, Cynthia's just gone into a daze.
I didn't even notice.
She said, yeah. And then she just went into a daze. We've lost her.
Yeah. It's a tough life, you know, for everyone.
Why do we always end it like this? We should end it like jolly. We were just talking about how we need more energy.
Yeah. Well, because the successful people out there on TikTok, they're like, you know.
She voice noted me. She's like, we need more energy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then we're talking about people just sucking. Not.
I watched this astronomer late at night. He's now my nighttime live.
Ooh.
His name is Professor Nixie.
Professor Nixie,
and he's helped me learn so much about space and the moon. And
are these the ones that you've sent me before?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, but he is super enthusiastic
about space.
And yes, there's a lot of influencers out there that are showcasing the moon at night and all this stuff. But I was drawn to Professor Nixie because you're like, you just. Like you said, energy is addictive, and I just want to watch him. So yeah, to all those listeners out there that may not be listening to everything we say, hey, give us a chance, because we may not have the same energy as your favorite influencers, but what we're saying matters. It does. I'm losing you. I'm even losing my co-host. My God.
I mean, here's the thing. I think what we're saying is good shit. I do. And I do think it matters. But I just don't know if I can talk about the things we talk about with the same bubbly, because I'm quite bubbly. Like if you guys see me in a bar, you're going to be like, this girl's a full on extrovert. Right. Mm-hmm. You know me. I can chat with the wall and I'm happy. But when I'm talking about like serious shit, it feels inappropriate. Yeah.
Well, there's influencers out there who do have the quieter approach.
Right.
But it also matches their personality.
Right.
Like they're the brooder, they're the thinker. Right. So yeah, people are drawn to that as well.
So basically we're kind of
in between. And so I think it's just hard for people to grasp on to what we're about here. Because I think people will look at us and they're like, okay, yeah, you guys are going to be the ditzy podcast, mm-hmm. right? Like that's what you're going to do.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe people just don't like us.
Maybe. That's kind of sad. But then that's our perception.
No, we do have listeners though. We do. Why is that?
You know, when someone's like, oh, you have no friends. She's like, no, I have a friend. I have a friend. I promise I have a friend. Yeah. We promise we have one listener.
Well, I actually only do have one friend. Yet again, dear. We did not solve the world's problems.
Ciao.